This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the necessity features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the necessary features of the dining table. And we will talk about the last and the fourth feature, which is thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it is necessary to say thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we eat and after we finish. According to the teachings and the narrations that we have, it is said that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that الرَّجُلَ الْمُسْلِمِ if a Muslim إِذَا أَرَادَ أَن يَتْعَمَ if he wills to eat ta'aman, a food, فَأَهْوَى بِيَدِهِ and he if he is about to eat something, and he raises his hand before he raises his hand or he takes his hand into that food, فَقَالَ if he says, he says, Bismillah walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If he says, Bismillah, I start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah, and the praises for Allah, rabbil alameen, the Lord of the alameen, or the words, ghafarallahu azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him, lahu qabla an tasila al-luqmata ila ilayyafi. Before even he takes the first bite, Allah forgives all his sins. So this is the importance of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before starting eating anything. When you're sitting on the dining table, before you start something, say Bismillahi walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It is very easy phrase because in Surah Al-Hamd we say Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So this is the first verse. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Insha'Allah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the last necessary feature of dining table, which is kind of a necessity, and that is to say thanks. And we said it is necessary to even say thanks before you start eating. Now, the question which can raise, like, why is it necessary to say thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it necessary? And I can just give you an example from the food. For example, if a person eats something at 12 o'clock, he takes, for example, lunch at 12 o'clock in the noon. And after 10 minutes, you bring, for example, a cup of coffee with a cake for him, and he eats that. And after that, you, like at 12:20, like after like every 10 minutes, with the gap of 10 minutes, you bring something else. You bring a pizza for him. And at 12:30, you bring, for example, fish and chips. And then at 12:40, you bring another food for him. If he keeps eating, what's going to happen? He will be overloaded. He will be overeating. And as a result, he might die, maybe, or he will obviously vomit what he has eaten. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with the blessings and He's giving us the blessings. Therefore, we need to digest this blessing. Now, the person who was eating and eating, if he does not take a gap in between the eating, for example, a 2-hour gap or 3 hours gap or 4 hours gap or maybe 6 hours gap, and if he does not allow his stomach to digest that food, obviously he will definitely vomit. Or maybe he will die by eating. Similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the blessing, we need to digest these blessings which are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way of digesting the blessings given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be thankful to Him, is to say thanks to Him. When we are saying thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that we are trying to digest what He has given to us. And when you digest something, when you're grateful to Him, yes, it is the time that He will give you more. And why Allah is not giving us a lot of things, even when we ask Him, is because we have not digested the blessings that He has given to us. And He does not want us to vomit, to bring out everything that He has given to us and to become kafir. Therefore, it is necessary to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.